I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. Joining us today, it's a group out of the Twin Cities, Big Strong Men. Hi, guys.
Hey.
And a four-piece, and I have to say, you're probably the best-dressed group I've ever had in here, I have to admit.
Well, we've got
some suits and ties going on here. You know, usually people kind of come in, and they look a little scruffy, and they just got out of the car, and so I appreciate it. All right, well, what do you guys want to get started with here?
This first one here is off our EP. It's called Can't Keep My Guard Up.
I left behind, but to simply let it slide, you really are too kind. Still I can't keep my guard up for you no more, and I'm afraid that you're behind every door. And if a painless end is all that I'm hoping for, why keep my guard up anymore?
That's Big Strong Men live from Studio A here on KUMD. And that was a fun song. That'll get people moving out there. Phil, you wanna do talking here?
No, I got nothing important to say.
You have nothing important to say.
As usual.
I can just see you. All right. So who wants to introduce the band?
I can do that.
All right. Phil's gonna introduce the band here.
Yeah. My name's Philly Williams and I play the keyboards. And over on the drums we have Joe Silberschmidt, who's definitely the nicest dressed. Ben Greenwald on the guitar and singing. Joe also sings. Then we have John Camp here on the bass.
And how long have you guys been playing together?
Right around a year and a half or so.
And were you all in other projects before that? How'd you get together?
Ben and I grew up together. We've been playing music together for a long time. And it was kind of actually when Ben came back from school that the band really started. And I knew Joe, Ben knew John, and we've been doing other stuff, but this was a lot bigger of a deal than anything else, so we sort of jumped right into it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now, you said you grew up together. Where was that?
In Matamidi, Minnesota. It's a little outside of St. Paul.
Okay. And are you guys based in the Twin Cities right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get traveling quite a bit, though. We head out to Madison and Chicago and get up here to Duluth quite a bit. So on the road.
And you said that you've recorded an EP already. Mm-hmm. Who does the songwriting for the band?
Both Ben and I do the songwriting.
Okay. So when you started a year ago, did you already have some songs that you kind of were like, hey, let's try these out? Or did you work with the band to kind of develop some?
A little bit of both, really. I mean, we came in, Ben's got a huge cache of songs that we're still, you know, sometimes learning songs that Ben wrote several years ago. Most of mine tend to be ones that sort of have come around while the band's been in existence. But yeah, so a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have a great sound, and it's a little bit different than other things that are going on. You know, you're kind of, so how did that come? Does that come from all of your mutual tastes and how they kind of blend together? Or?
Yeah, a little bit of that. You know, in some ways it's sort of, you know, we sort of run with the song. So it's like, you know, you write a song and it sort of can sometimes end up in odd places. But, you know, we have a lot of different influences, whatever we've listened to over the years. And sometimes songwriting can end up, you know, maybe something a little more klezmer or something a little more reggae or anything. You know, you just run with it and let the song sort of speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. What have you got? Oh, Ben, I'm going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So what, like when you're riding in a van, is that what you tour in?
No, not at all.
Okay, car?
It's a creamy sub, L.L. Bean edition, Subaru Outback, nice cream color.
All of you and all your stuff fit in that?
We have a trailer, too.
Okay,
it's
good.
Got a Hemi.
Because you guys have a lot of stuff. We've got two keyboards in here. We've got a big old drum kit, some like guitar, bass. When you're riding in the sub,
yeah.
What have you guys been listening to lately?
Ourselves. We like to rap over Dr. Octagon's instrumental hip-hop.
Dr. Octagon? You have to explain who this is to me.
He's a nice old man, isn't he?
He's been around for a long time. He kind of got known for like some really silly
He helped hip-hop. Weird Al also. Yeah. I remember back in the day, he was like one of those first guys that started toting that guy.
But yeah, but we got this one instrumental hip-hop album of his, and we honestly do spend a lot of our time rapping in the car, getting our chops up.
Well, that sounds like a lot atmosphere. Of fun. Atmosphere? Yeah, they're playing this weekend. So let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you guys want to do next?
This next one is called Tenderly.
Ready, Johnny? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Fell in love. Tenderly was the song they were made of. But it broke her heart.
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 His touch was soft. His eyes burned bright as he told her of all his dreams. All of the ways that he learned how to love. But he let her down.
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 He held her tight. He saw everything that she was and could be. He took her world. He raided the dawn till her soul was set free.
But he lost her song.
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 Thank you.
song.
But he lost your song.
But he broke your heart.
But he broke your heart.
And I love you so.
Big Strong Men live from Studio A here. And okay, so we go back to the EP. We started to talk about that. When did you record that? And Ben, Philly, who wants to take that?
We recorded the EP back in August, actually in Chicago. Joe's half brother, Nate Overman, produced it for us, and he actually has a load of producing credits. Like, he produced like Snoop Dogg and George Clinton and stuff like that. So it was nice. We got an incredible studio in downtown Chicago, and we're able and did it pretty fast. I mean, about 5 days of recording, and just got the songs down, seven of them, and yeah, we're pretty happy with it. We released it back in November. That's when it was done. So mm-hmm. been traveling a bit with that. So
yeah, and after that, was that kind of your first major touring after that? After you put that out?
Yeah, in December we went on about a 4-week tour, sort of just around the Midwest. As far west as actually Kearney, Nebraska, and as far east as Champaign, Illinois. So sticking around, but pretty busy. So
yeah, but getting out there.
Yeah.
And I think on your website, somebody said you stayed in a senator's house. any good stories from the road from that? That was kind of putting people on the spot. Okay, just tell me about the senator first of all. Maybe that'll.
Well, actually, me and John are pretty good friends with guy named Sam Heideprim, who's actually the son of the guy who just ran for governor in South Dakota.
Okay.
And well, we played in Sioux Falls twice in the last few months here, and we always stay with the Heideprim, so it's pretty cool. He's they're very nice people.
They're
a very nice house.
Yeah.
It's sort of our the luxury part of our travels. It's
and what's it like the rest of the time?
Not quite that great. You know, a lot of floors, a lot of
mayors. Yeah. Mayor, aldermen,
sheriffs,
you know, city council people.
Yeah, we were talking today. From now on, we probably should just plan on calling the mayor of a town before we get there and just check them first, see if it'd be okay.
You know, in Duluth, that just might work. Except our mayor just had a baby, so things might be a little chaotic at his house. But he does enjoy the music,
do you? Yeah, we're very good with kids.
And babies love us, yes.
Well, okay, so babysitting in exchange for a floor. It might work out. Our mayor is a fan of the local music scene here, so it could happen. So what's next for you guys? What are you going to do? Are you doing other shows other than the one tonight? Are you touring at all or just kind of doing shows here and there?
We're kind of getting out just about every weekend. So we have a show in Minneapolis tomorrow night. We were in Sioux Falls and Madison last weekend, that sort of thing. But we're pretty much just playing a lot right around now. We're probably going to get recording a full-length album within the next few months here. So.
Mm-hmm. And now, at the show tonight, are you all going to be as nicely dressed as Joe and John here? Are you guys are the rest of you putting on ties for the occasion? I'm just curious.
I've got a cowboy suit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, a lot of times we do all the ties thing. They're going to be angry at me because I didn't bring a tie this time.
I brought you a tie.
Did you seriously?
Of course.
Excellent. So we're all going to be wearing ties.
Nice. And how did you decide that this is, you know, that, hey, this would be fun. Let's do this to kind of present yourself in a certain way.
Well, I know we started off, the first thing we did was Philly's brother's wedding, and we had to look nice for that. And I mean, once we saw ourselves, it was kind of why we can't really just step back from the beauty we just witnessed. And we had to embrace it. So we don't always have vests and ties, but we do try to at least do something striking and formal. Everybody's crazy about a sharp dress, man.
I'm just curious about that, because, you know, there's a lot of bands that are kind of like, whatever, we're just going to, you know, wear what we roll out of bed in this morning, or what, you know what I mean? And then other bands think a little bit more about, no, we want to have this certain kind of presentation, so I'm just kind of curious about that.
We care.
We care.
And I think either way is fine if it works for the band. I'm just curious as to how people arrive at that decision. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
This one's kind of our dance hit. It's called We've Taken Control.
it's too late. We've taken control, but if you dance, we might save your soul. It's too late. We've taken control, but if you dance, sucker, we might save your soul. Wanna drown in the surround sound.
Rock steady, getting heavy. I'm gonna dance all up on you, if you let me.
Don't wanna fight or chat, have a few beers, mingle or flirt and get to know my peers.
I'm just trying to keep my soul alive, so come dance with me in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's too late.
Big Strong Men live from Studio A. Man, you guys are so much fun. You are so much fun. Well, thanks a lot, guys. It was great having you here.
Thank you.
What a pleasure.
And to check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.